It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, Tuolumne County recently hired a new behavioral health director, Michael Wilson, a licensed marriage and family therapist. We're going to learn a little bit more about him, his goals and vision for the department, and early observations here in Tuolumne County. Director Wilson, thank you for coming in today and welcome to the community.
Thank you, and thank you for having me here.
You know, first off, for people who aren't familiar with you, what is your background and what did you do before becoming behavioral health director?
I was the forensic manager for Stanislaus County for about 28 years with that county, working with their court programs, drug court, mental health court, and some specialty mental health teams that served probationers and other people that came across law enforcement.
What was it that drew you to Tuolumne County?
I've been coming up here for most of my life, you know, for hiking or camping in various areas with extended family, having cabins up here and that kind of thing. And so it's just a wonderful area, and the opportunity to actually move up here and find a job was just kind of an amazing opportunity.
Behavioral health may not be one of the departments that's always in the spotlight, such as like the sheriff's office and so forth. So people who aren't familiar, the behavioral health department, what does it kind of all include and what are the different things that you oversee?
Behavioral health is a managed care organization in part that serves the seriously mentally ill that receive Medi-Cal or uninsured. And we also have responsibility for crisis, and we're the substance use disorder provider for that population as well. And we have multiple contracts with others to provide services. It's pretty encompassing. We do prevention and early intervention efforts through the Mental Health Services Act, and we have other outreach and engagement programs that where we try to educate people, prevent things from happening in the first place, and then treat these, again, the seriously mentally ill. We have responsibility for placing and helping conservatorship, people on conservatorship, and, you know, other aspects of behavioral health. It's a rather complicated system with a lot of different funding sources, and then there's grants available, which even further expand our reach.
I was going to ask you, so you can rely on some grant funding as well as funding coming from the state?
Definitely.
You know, the funding that comes in for behavioral health, do you have, you know, specific directives you have to do from the state, or you kind of have some flexibility in putting together our local programs?
We have a little bit of flexibility, but we have a lot of regulations over us and a lot of audits regarding how we spend our money and who we serve. There's a lot of oversight. So no, we aren't free to do whatever we want, and we have a primary population that we do serve.
For people who aren't familiar, where are you located then, the office?
We are on Hospital Road.
Right on Hospital Road?
Yeah. And then big building, not very well lit up, but you know, hopefully we can make it more obvious to the community so that people can find us and be aware that behavioral health services are not only provided by us, but they're provided by the tribes and the health plans. And there's a lot going on, and I've met with most of the others that do similar services, and we're trying to coordinate and then hopefully advertise and do some community presentations as well.
So a lot of local cooperation, hopefully, in regards to issue.
Oh, yeah. Lovely community. Everyone, good hearts, and everyone has wanted to meet, enthusiastic about what might come, and that includes not only the health plans and other organizations, but law enforcement and other community partners as well.
Being relatively new to the position, being in the role for about 4 months now, you know, what are kind of your early observations and challenges you see locally here in Tuolumne County?
Well, recruitment is a big one, and I know the police chief had a similar issue with his department, and I currently have 3 program supervisor vacancies. I have various other staff, and they're very difficult to fill. Human resources and the health service agency have been very helpful as far as coming up with some strategies to fill those positions, but that's one of the biggest obstacles for sure.
The being difficult to fill those positions, do they require a lot of education to be able to do those jobs, or are they, can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, education, at least a master's level for many of the positions, as well as then having completed their hours, which is substantial, and being licensed by the state.
We hear a lot about Adventist Health Sonora, too, challenges in rural areas recruiting physicians. Is it kind of the same thing for these type of experts and officials?
Yes, it's very hard to get have a psychiatrist come up here full-time would be you know, hitting the lotto. So if any psychiatrists are listening out there, you know, please contact us. But it is a very difficult challenge.
You know, can you kind of explain a little bit about, for people who are just familiar with services that you're operated or you provide, just a little more details about the types of things and the types of different things that people can come to you in the community for?
Again, we are a managed care organization, so for Medi-Cal recipients, they're entitled to an assessment for specialty mental health services, so we do offer that. One of my goals is to really decrease the time it takes to get that and have less hurdles to get into our front door, so it's just easier for people to receive services, be informed about what services are available, whether they're through us or through one of the health plans. And also, so it's both mental health, so if someone's suffering anxiety, depression, maybe experiencing delusions or some other very serious mental illness, or if they're having a substance abuse issue. And we also, of course, serve children if there's emotional problems or other issues a child is having, then we serve that population as well, the full spectrum.
How does somebody find out if they or maybe a family member could be eligible for the services you offer?
Go to the website, go to Tuolumne County's website and do a little bit of reading. But again, we are primarily serving the individuals that are on Medi-Cal that have a serious mental illness.
Do they have to be referred to you or can they just go directly to you?
No, come directly, yeah.
And we're talking with Michael Wilson. He is the new behavioral health director for Tuolumne County. He's been in the position for about 4 years now, or four months now. And next, I want to ask you about, you know, in recent years, there have been some talk about concern raised about the high number of suicides in Tuolumne County. You know, do you know at this point in rural areas like this, are you seeing kind of a higher number of suicides?
That is something I am currently looking into. I know that in Stanislaus County, I had a similar sensation when I was reviewing 5150s and some of the suicides that happened, and very surprised at the number. And then, unfortunately, when you compare it to the state and national averages, we were just right on track with the nation and the state. And I'm not sure if the numbers compare here in Tuolumne County or not, but I will look into it. And there are suicide prevention efforts. There's a suicide hotline. There are many resources for people to call to understand the risk factors that might be associated with suicide and the protective factors as well.
What would you say are some of the risk factors that people should keep an eye on when it comes to suicide?
Age is one, isolation, substance use, of course. There are a host of risk factors, and I would hate to misstate any of them, so I would encourage people to go to a website and look them up. Just Google suicide risk factors. And then the protective factors are having support, family being involved, future plans, all that, all those things.
When you say age, have there been any kind of national trends? I mean, you're talking, you know, millennials, or you're talking, you know, older population or middle age?
Older adults are at risk.
Older adults are at risk, seeing more?
Yes.
How about the younger generation? Do you know, teens, and you're seeing higher suicide rates?
I think the tragedy of when a young person attempts or successfully completes suicide is their age, so it gets a lot of attention. But again, the risk factors, the predictive factors for suicide tend to be older adults versus the younger.
So people locally in the community, if they're having suicidal thoughts, would you recommend the first step being to call that hotline that's on your website?
For sure. Mm-hmm. Or call us directly. We hopefully have no wrong doors. So anyone that calls to anyone will be directed for the services that they need.
And even if you're concerned about a family member, can people call that number to try to get advice or find out what they should do to help others?
Definitely.
Again, we're talking with new behavioral health director Michael Wilson on this weekend's Motherload Views. We are going to take a quick break. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Been a changing of the guard in multiple positions in Tuolumne County recently. Next week on Motherload Views, we'll be joined by the new Tuolumne County Health Officer, Dr. Robert Bernstein. He'll be talking about a number of things, including the smoky conditions that are currently covering the Motherload. That's next week on Motherload Views with new Tuolumne County Health Officer, Dr. Robert Bernstein. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll be back with our second segment of Motherload Views in just a minute.